The construction of the large dome matures at the end of 1903. Strangely enough, almost no documents have survived on the structural planning and construction of the large outer dome that was finally realized. The sophisticated design concept of this hidden structure is explained in more detail in the player using a virtual model. The only surviving steel construction drawing just describes the substructure consisting of cantilever beams and a circumferential truss ring. It has to transfer the loads distributed over the four corner pillars in the 28 meters wide base circle of the dome. Two aspects of the sheet deserve special attention. Firstly, it confirms the two prominent professors Heinrich Müller-Breslau and Hermann Boost as control engineers. Secondly, the annotation of Müller-Breslau, which is only dated 1 February 1904, shows that even at this time the assembly of the steel structure had probably not yet begun. The structural design for this part is no longer the responsibility of Heinrich Barth. Instead of him, the Müller-Breslau pupil Ludwig Mann is now in charge of the difficult structural design.